Welcome to this edition of Sentinel Watch, a weekly production of the Christian Science Sentinel. My name's Tony Loble, and this week we're very grateful to welcome Catherine Davis from Gorham, Maine. Hi there, Catherine.
Hi, Tony.
So, Catherine, I worked at the church in a department where we were very focused on science and health with key to scriptures and really praying about it, supporting the idea that people could find the Christian Science textbook by Mary Baker Eddy and access its wonderful ideas about healing. And you were one of the people that came along during that period. You had found this textbook and it had changed your life. And it's lovely to revisit with you that experience, because I think it will be inspiring to many of our listeners. And it really does bring to light that idea of the infinite resources, mainly of God, the infinite resources of our Father, Mother, God, but also the infinite resources in the Bible and in science and health with key to scriptures. So would you get us started with just some thoughts about your relationship to this book, Science and Health, when you found it?
Well, thank you. I guess I'll start out by just sharing a passage in Science and Health that means a great deal to me. And it's in one of my favorite chapters. It's in Science, Theology, and Medicine. And it's where Mrs. Eddy says, "The effect of this science is to stir the human mind to a change of base, on which it may yield to the harmony of the divine mind." And that passage is really at the heart of my story of how I found Christian Science and, you know, how I walk in it still today. And I feel like it has great meaning because I feel like there's that change of base. It goes on for all of us. And I feel like in Christian Science, we have Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, and we have the Bible to just guide us in the change of base of seeing and living from a material perspective to a spiritual one. So from the time I was very little, like in third grade, all I wanted to do was be a physician, and I wanted to help alleviate suffering. It was something that was in my thought from a very young age. And the other thing that was in my thought from a very young age was just my love for God. And even though I didn't have a lot of words for it, I always just, and I grew up in a family where we went to church, I always just had this feeling of warmth and joy and happiness in knowing that God was there, even though I didn't have a lot of understanding. So I went through and grew up just knowing and loving God in the best ways that I was taught, and also knowing that and studying and knowing that I wanted to be a physician. And when I was in college, I had an experience where my father passed away, and it was a very brief illness, and that experience was quite shocking, and it happened over the course of just one summer between my freshman and sophomore year. It was a diagnosis of cancer, and from the time that he had the diagnosis till the time that he passed, I was with him in the hospital, and I saw what medicine could and couldn't do. And after he had passed, my whole world changed because two things happened. One was that I really needed to know where he had gone. I knew spiritually he didn't disappear, that his life wasn't over, but I didn't know what was going on. And then the other thing I realized was that I couldn't be a physician because I couldn't do what I saw was being done for him. I thought, well, I would like to know more, and I need to know more, and I want to be more helpful and understand more about healing. So during that time and that shift, I left the church that I had been a part of, and I just went on my own journey. And for a decade, I had this simultaneous spiritual journey and healing journey. So my goals were to understand what healing is, the art and the essence of healing, and also to understand who God is and what my relationship to God is. So during that decade, I became a practitioner in alternative medicine, and I worked in Ayurveda. Ayurvedic medicine is a tradition coming from India, and it's a healing practice. It's a semi-metaphysical practice. There are spiritual components, there are mental components and physical components. And I found a real home doing this work, alleviating suffering and just doing the best work I could. And I worked in it for a decade. And there came a time in my work where I was seeing symptoms relieved, but I wasn't seeing it consistently enough. And I couldn't understand why, because I had been afforded an education and been afforded teachers who were really at the top of this field. And I spent about 2 years doing my work faithfully, but also just deeply praying about wanting to know more, wanting to understand more, and to just feel more purposeful in my healing work. And I had, at this point, read hundreds and hundreds of books. I had gone to many workshops and courses, and I had studied lots of different kinds of body therapies and healing modalities. And there was one teacher whose mother was a Christian Scientist. I didn't know it at the time. I had learned this years later. But I studied in this school, this healing school, and he was a chiropractor, and I worked alongside a lot of chiropractors over the years. And this teacher, he would talk about different books on healing every day, and I would write in the margins the different titles he gave. And one day he gave the title, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And all he said was, lots of wisdom in this book, read it. So I wrote that in the margin. And about a year later, I went on a trip to Tibet and Nepal with this teacher and a small group. Again, continuing my study of healing, we studied both Western and Eastern techniques while we were there. And on the trip home, we came from Singapore to San Francisco, and it was at the San Francisco airport. I was walking by the Christian Science reading room, and I looked over and I thought, oh, John mentioned this book. I'm going to pick it up now that I'm home, you know, and I'll read it. When I got the book, I really thought that what it was going to do was make me better at the healing work I was doing in Ayurveda, because that's what all the other books that I had read did. I was drawn to books to take whatever truth was there, whether it was in one sentence or one chapter or one idea, and it just would make me better at doing what I was doing. And so when I picked up Science and Health, that was my expectation. But as I mentioned earlier, in terms of the change of base, that's really what happened when I got the book. I got the book, I sat at my sister's house for a week and read it, and I just had these tears of recognition, and these two words kept coming, and it was that she knows. The thing that I had been praying about, how does consistent healing happen? Where does it really come from? There it was on the pages.
That's absolutely wonderful, Catherine, and she knows. We're talking about Mary Baker Eddy yes. there, the author of yeah. Science and Health. And boy, can I resonate with that feeling, because when I first found that book, I'd had a healing without knowing about Christian Science at all. And I read the first chapter of Science and Health, which is on prayer. And that's exactly what came to me. She knows what happened to me that night when I had that healing. And therefore, I better read the other 682 pages.
Yes, she knows what heals. And I could just feel it coming off the page. And as I read, what came to me was the new piece that I was needing more of in my practice, was to understand more that we are spiritual ideas and that healing comes from spirit. And that was the beginning, when I just really started to know that, oh, to understand more about spirit and God means I'll understand how to heal better. Well, as I grew in my reading and in my understanding, what I came to see and know and practice today is that fact that we are wholly spiritual. Because that we are made in the image and likeness of spirit, we are completely spiritual. And that matter, you know, essentially doesn't have anything to do with our true existence. It has nothing to do with what heals us. And that was what was coming through in the pages when I first started reading, and what continues to.
That's such a key point in the practice of Christian Science. And it's certainly a revelation when you first come across that idea of actually being spiritual and what that means, and also that this spirituality isn't just something that someone has and others don't. It's actually the universal law of God, that God, Spirit, has created that which expresses Him, and therefore that which is spiritual. That law is a real clear understanding of God we can keep in our thoughts and know that we can demonstrate, prove, evidence, bit by bit, step by step, these laws of spirit, this understanding of our spiritual nature applies. And wow, you know, talk about a boundless resource. This law is a boundless resource of healing ideas indeed.
Yeah. And you know, Tony, what you're saying is just really reminding me that what I was feeling and beginning to know was that my health was spiritual. You know, that it's a spiritual quality. Because up until that point, for me, it was a mind-body-spirit conglomerate. But when I started to really glimpse, because at that point it was a glimpse early on, that my health was wholly spiritual, that real change of base, another aspect of that change of base where it was just like, it opened up my healing practice. That was the moment where I was like, oh, this book is not going to make me better at what I'm doing. It's going to bring me somewhere I don't even know what it looks like yet. But it was very inspiring and just humbling.
Yeah, and I'd like to just bring up one other thing. You said you had a Christian background as well. So lead me through what science and health meant to you in relation to the Bible.
Well, in short, it brought me back to reading the Bible. At the time of my dad's passing, the church that I was going to had no resources for me to understand, because I really wanted to know where my dad had gone, and I wanted to also find comfort. And because I found none of that there, and I say that respectfully, it was a very, you know, good and well-meaning place, but because I found nothing there, I had put down my Christianity peacefully. And so my spiritual journey had to do with looking at other religious traditions and different practices. So science and health brought me back to the Bible, which I had loved as a child. So it was, and that was very unexpected, because I wasn't, you know, looking for that or thinking about that, and completely opened it up. You know, as she says, it's the key to the scriptures. So it was like reading the text, you know, for the first time. And once I began to get a deeper understanding of the fact that we are wholly spiritual, and that life is spiritual, and that life is not, you know, this scene as much as I thought it was before, that the peace about my dad comes from the fact that I know that his life is as ever ongoing as it ever was, and that the most peaceful part of the experience for me has been that I realized that I can actively love the idea that my dad is, and just allow that love to grow. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not he's here. And that took time. I mean, that was a growing experience, but that is, you know, what came. What came was that the love that I had continues and can continue, because that love is God's love. It's love that I reflect. It's not a personal attachment that I had to him.
That's a wonderful, wonderful story. And I really appreciate you sharing that. And what oozes out of it is just your sincerity and your desire to heal and to get better at healing. And I think for many of our listeners who are very familiar with Christian Science, you know, it's just really lovely to know that we can embrace all those people who are healing in whatever modality they are, and just know that that sincerity is leading them on their own journey of understanding. And there's no reason that they shouldn't find science and health either useful, as you were hoping it would be, or as you've found it to be, really the answer to how to heal systematically and consistently. So take us further then from when you found science and health. What were the next steps of your journey?
Sure. And I just want to say, I love what you just said, and I completely agree in terms of the textbook that it does. It speaks to everyone right where they are. And I have, you know, since then, gratefully been able to share the textbook. And some people have stayed in their practices, and, you know, some people are moving, you know, more toward the spiritual. But in terms of my own work, I got the book at the end of 97, and I read the book for a full year without even thinking about church or thinking about where the book came from. I just read the ideas. So that first year I read the book, and the ideas are working, and I had taken the book with me to Brazil because I was opening up a healing center there. Someone had brought me there to do some training. And when I returned from that trip, I was really not feeling well. And I had symptoms that I had never had before, and things weren't, you know, healing with the usual techniques and things that I was used to doing. So when I was back from Brazil, I went back to the East Coast, and I knew instinctively and intuitively that I needed to use Christian Science to heal. I needed to, because at that point I was really reading it to be of better service to others. And I knew it was having a positive effect on me, but I was more focused on everyone else. And so then I thought, okay, I need to work with these ideas for myself. And it was at that time I saw a Christian Science reading room, and the woman behind the desk was a spiritual healer who works with science and health and the Bible and works with people to find healing. And we became friendly, and I began having conversations. And my thought, again, was just really opening up to the ideas. And what I realized was that this change of base, you know, this moving from the material to the spiritual, that I not only did I need to understand it more, but I needed to commit to understanding it more first. It was uncovered that I was just so attached to the work I had been doing. But because now I was in need of healing, my thought, you know, was a lot more open. And so I worked with this practitioner. I worked to deepen my own understanding, and I had a healing of the symptoms. But what was interesting, during the time I was working and praying for myself and visiting with the practitioner, I was on a treadmill. And I was trusting in the work that was being done, but I was also wanting to feel my normal strength and that expression of it. And I was walking on the treadmill, and I was feeling kind of discouraged that I didn't have more of a sense of the normal energy that I would have had. And all of a sudden, this thought just came that said, I choose life. And this thought just kept coming through my head. And I thought, I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I'm just going to go with it. And I just relaxed into the workout and had that thought. And I went to see the practitioner. I had shared with her what had happened. And she said, you know, and she pointed me to, it's in Deuteronomy, I think Deuteronomy 30, you know, that talks about choosing life, choosing good over evil, choosing life over death. And that experience just helped me to see how much of my experience of health that I'm participating in. Not that I'm responsible for it, because we are not, you know, the creators or the doers or the, but it just really woke me up that that divine idea came, that right idea came at the right time, and that it moved me toward my healing. So that was also just a really important moment in my own practice, in my own understanding. So after that healing came, I got the inspiration to go to divinity school. And I did so. And for the next 3 years, I had worked and lived in Boston. I had gone to Harvard Divinity School, and I had been there really to see what the academy was saying about healing, particularly spirituality and healing. And my focus was on Christian healing and Hindu healing in the United States and in India. And I was able at that time to also focus some work on Mrs. Eddy and on Christian Science. And that was also an important part of my walk in this science, because it taught me so much, because I was at a graduate school where we were talking about theology and we were working in all theologies within theology. And I could really see and feel their finiteness at the same time I was going deeper into studying science and health, which just availed this incredibly infinite power of God and the infinite understanding. I remember when I was first really starting to think about the synonyms and the genius of the synonyms and how they are these incredible, you know, channels of conversation and real entry points into understanding God. And it remains with me to this day that really for anyone, there's a synonym for anyone and everyone. You know, we have spirit and soul and love, which a lot of people who are spiritually minded are familiar with in terms of using those words to talk about God. But then we have mind and principle and life and truth. And they all opened up for me during that time. And again, I just got such an expanded sense of the infinite resources in the textbook.
Right, and the infinite resources in that God.
Well, that's it, yes.
It's so helpful. As you said, there are seven, you could call them main synonyms for God, shared in science and health, although there are many other synonyms used as well.
Yes.
And those seven that you just listed are just particularly helpful to focus our thoughts on just getting a broader, deeper, profounder, and more intimate sense of God as, and here's another synonym, as our Father, Mother.
Yes. And I would love to share one more thought, which is in moving away from a material model of healing, that took a lot for me to really fully let go. I mean, even though I was understanding and growing more in my understanding and my love for this healing practice and my understanding of God, I was still, you know, having this material model just kind of stay and superimpose. And then I came to start to read more of Mrs. Eddy's writings outside of science and health. And in No and Yes, she writes this passage that has been so helpful. And she says, sin and disease are not scientific. And she uses a small s. And so I knew, oh, she's talking about the science that I had studied. You know, all the symptomatology and all the, you know, the biology and the chemistry and the anatomy of the body. And she said, because they embody not the idea of divine principle and are not the phenomena of the immutable laws of God. And I read that passage, that phrase, the immutable laws of God, and I thought, oh, you know, we're working from this whole other set of laws. And all the laws of science that I had studied quite deeply and had really cherished in my thought, because, you know, understanding symptomatology, for example, helped me to understand what the need was for the individual when I was working in more, you know, the semi-metaphysical system. So when I saw that, I thought, oh, it's these immutable laws that's where the healing comes from, and that's where it rests. And it really helped me and helped me to shift to let go in another level of saying, okay, it, you know, these are the laws that are the laws of life. They support all healing. They support how we're maintained and sustained. And again, it just opened up and allowed me to drop and to let go of that education, you know, that miseducation, but still it was a cherished education. And then it became a miseducation when I saw that. That was just a really important discovery for me.
Yeah. And I think what I'm hearing when I listen to you is it was a perfect, you know, stepping stone on your journey to finding science and health with Kita Scriptures and understanding about Christian Science. It wasn't necessarily a detour because you didn't have that at that time. It was allowing you to put into practice to the highest possible way that you could that honest, sincere, heartfelt desire to heal, which is so, you know, that's what I find particularly moving, that the desire was totally there. And what you were waiting for was the as you said, the boundless resources, the means which come through understanding God and through understanding our nature as God's creation. And as you said, it's all the laws of God, and they are immutable. And that's something quite unique as well, isn't it, to any modality?
Oh, it's completely unique. And it's absolutely true. You know, the way you just described that, I really do feel like I was being graciously prepared with all the other work that I had done. It really did prepare my thought, because I honestly don't know if I had come to have the textbook and didn't have all those experiences, would I have even been able to understand what I was reading? But I definitely have that feeling and that gratitude for that, everything I had, you know, looked at and done and thought about before.
Yeah, I think that phrase you used of being graciously prepared, which Mary Baker Eddy herself used for her own experiences that led to her discovery of Christian Science. I think we all have a different gracious preparation that
yes,
is really right for us. And that's so precious, isn't it? It is a science. It's a universal science, immutable laws, but the application of them expresses itself uniquely and individually in each of our experiences, bringing us to the same place of understanding, but it's finding us, as you said earlier, exactly where we are and leading us,
yes,
along the way that we need to go in order to embrace these ideas and recognize their boundless value.
Yeah, and it is. It's stunningly true that we are all met right where we need to be, that we are all walking with exactly the right ideas we need at any given moment. And really that, you know, I think about science and health and the Bible now really as a toolbox, or that they're in my toolbox in terms of just whatever I need to know. I know that God is revealing. God is revealing himself, herself, and that, that's not being withheld. And that was a great joy that came off the pages as I studied more and more too. And, you know, putting down, because what I had been raised to think was there, that not only was God mysterious, but there was this, you know, anthropomorphic, you know, good and bad side to God. And all these things were just healed and really just, they dropped away. And it was just for that greater understanding, not because I was wrong for knowing, as we said, what I knew before, but it was really just the ideas just elevating. I love that place where Mrs. Eddy talks about the uplifting of spirit was the upbuilding of the body. That also, just the idea that growing spiritually is a health-giving activity, is really, you know, the health-giving activity, was also just transforming to me, because I had come from a place where it was spiritual work was part of it, But do these things, you know, physically, do these things with the breath and with food and with movement and all these things. And that's not to say we shouldn't be wise and balanced in all of that, because it's right. But we're wise and balanced because those are qualities to express, not because there's a particular physical pattern that we need to follow. That was also just really a great opening to just seeing how infinitely healing divine love is, you know, how immediate.
I think what is also wonderful is what that word healing means, because in what you've just shared, you were talking about how you've been brought up with a particular theological perspective on the nature of God, and that God was good and bad, punishing as well as loving. And the thing is, you said, and I was healed of that. And so sometimes we get focused on healing, meaning healing a physical body. But it in Christian Science, the healing is always at base, that change of basis in understanding what God is and also what God creates and what we consequently are as a result of God being that creator. And that brings the results which we're looking for in our human experience. But the real healing is that which brings the results rather than the results themselves, which are almost like the beautiful side effect of that deeper, profounder healing that not only as individuals, but as humanity, we really need that clearer, purer, more perfect understanding of this amazing, wonderful, boundlessly good God that is our creator and another synonym I love, our best, our ever friend.
Yes.
You know, this God is right, yes, with us, loving us, embracing us, encircling the universe and each one of us.
Yeah. And working with us, like you said, you know, working with us. That's why our healing is here, because there isn't another power, you know, opposed to God. So God working with us is all we need. It's not like we need that and, you know, to handle this, that, and the other. That handles all. That to me is also just that very clear and powerful first commandment, you know, idea of, you know, there is only one power in operation.
Mm.
Because in any kind of a material model, it's a continual, you know, trade-off, whether it's warlike or friendly, but there's always a back and forth. And there's not there, right, we don't have that in spirit. And that we're at one with that friend that you're talking about, that was also revelatory to me, that oneness with God, rather than working toward God, you know, and moving and sort of the better,
yes,
my actions and the better my thoughts, then the better I understand God, right? Then the better, the closer I can get.
Right.
Well, to know that, to have that, you know, that realization and thought that I'm not having to move nearer to God, just nearer to my understanding that I'm already at one with God, that is also was very, and continues to be, you know, just a profound resource for healing.
And I'm so deeply grateful for this healing idea of oneness with God and all the healing ideas in science and health. It really is a boundless resource for me. I really feel the ideas within it are limitless and have limitless application. And I'm deeply grateful to Mary Baker Eddy for her understanding of God, her love for God, her courage, her strength, her patience, for really bringing forth the most generous theology and teaching us that God is knowable. Because as I had shared earlier, I grew up thinking that God was mysterious and not knowable. The best I could do was to love God and to do good, but understanding God was beyond my reach. So for me, finding science and health really addressed these two big questions in my life that I had shared earlier. One was wanting to know God more, and the other was to just help alleviate suffering in the world. And in the pages of Science and Health, we're given this opportunity to understand who God is more, to understand who we are, and then to practically apply our understanding in service of humanity. I'm just unspeakably grateful to be a student of this science. And I am humbly committed to just praying with, studying, and practicing the ideas in science and health daily so that I can grow in my expression and my demonstration of this science of the Christ and just be a witness, you know, a witness to the healing power of divine love for us all.
Well, I'm very grateful to you for coming and joining us and sharing so wonderfully this idea of the boundless resource of healing ideas that we all have access to. So thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy.
Right, a mutual joy. Thank you. I've been talking to Catherine Davis, who is a Christian Science practitioner from Gorham in Maine. If you want to feel the support of your global family as we join together in prayer for the safety, stability, and health of our world, please visit a special section of articles and podcasts called A Healing Response to the Global Pandemic. It's on the homepage of our website, jsh-online.com. That's jsh-online.com. In this section, non-subscribers as well as subscribers have free access to inspired ideas that can help us prayerfully address the impact on our homes, communities, nations, and the world. You can also find a link to this special section of new and archived material underneath the player for this edition of Sentinel Watch.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.